Margot James MP is the digital minister, and this review is finally going to happen into digital radio switchover. It's going to start in a few weeks.
Yes, that's right. We had held a meeting with the industry in March, and I really got a good idea of the agenda and what the remit of this review should be from that meeting. They then had a workshop to involve more people from the sector, from both the BBC and the commercial sector. And we now have, I think, a clear vision of what we want the review to investigate. And it's very important that we get all the stakeholders involved so that we can map out the future such that radio will go from strength to strength.
And you've also announced the SSDAB trials are going to be extended, and we're going to get some legislation subject to parliamentary time to start laying out how licences for those multiplexes might work.
Yes, exactly that. We've seen from pilot that we've done some pilot with some small multiplexes that have. They're going well. We've extended that pilot. I think there are about 20 around the country now. We want to see more. We want to see them go further. And we've extended that pilot to next year. And indeed, as you've just said, I'm delighted to announce that we are bringing forward the legislation that will provide the underpinning for this future as soon as parliamentary time allows, in the very near future.
One of the biggest issues in commercial radio at the moment is about deregulation. A lot of the talk in the industry has been about groups buying up other stations and the future, what those stations might end up in that they're going to be national brands delivered locally. Does the government bear any responsibility for the impact of some of those changes that we've seen?
Well, I think it's all about evolving with the changing technology and what's making the most of what's possible. Commercial radio has been the most strongly regulated of all the media sectors. We have to give them the freedom to flourish, to innovate. And if we were to do that without any regard to the needs of local sourcing of content, then we would be, you know, derelict in our duty. But we haven't done that. We have at the same time released the potential of very local radio stations. I've got a fantastic one, community radio station that serves my constituency, Black Country Radio. Fantastic. And that's come up the community way. And that's replicated around the country. And they should be able to access the digital revolution as well through small multiplexes, and that is all part of our plan. So I don't see it being a choice between national and local, not at all. The choice is between many, many different types of local and some kind of big picture national as well.
So do you think community radio would get deregulation next to free them up to do what they want in terms of their income streams?
I think that we will make sure that the regulation keeps pace with the technology that is open to the community radio sector. And we will make sure that it is fit for purpose in the future, as well as the release that we've given it currently.
And just finally, really briefly, there is a kind of campaign to save local radio. And our research found we could be looking at 200-300 people losing their jobs because of national brands taking over some of those licences. Do you have any kind of sympathy for those people who are going to be displaced by the changes?
Well, of course I do. I mean, if that's the case, of course I've got sympathy. I think that we all fear the advance of technology from that point of view, and there is no doubt that you can point to examples where technological advance displaces people who, you know, in their former employment. But I do want to assure people that overall, and I've looked at the evidence for this, technology does create more jobs than it displaces. And I'm confident that people who perhaps are going to be affected in the way you've just described will have other opportunities to pursue the media career that is right for them. And that's the important thing. I mean, we can't stand in the way of the march of technology, but we can make sure that the regulation allows for people to get the skills they need to join the next wave of technology, wherever that takes us.